This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 148 for Wednesday, November 18th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. ICE Futures canola contracts were at new contract highs for the second day in a row Wednesday as a rally in Chicago soy oil provided support. Canola was up $1 to nearly $5 at the close, January up $4.80 at $568.40 per ton. That contract had traded as high as $571.40 at one point before running into some resistance. Speculators adding to large long positions accounted for some of today's buying interest. Solid end-user demand from both exporters and domestic crushers was also supportive. Crush margins have widened considerably over the past month. That's a sign that the market is still underpriced compared to the product values. Scale-up hedge selling and a firm tone in the Canadian dollar, though, did pressure values, tempering the advances. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat were all higher, with the latest optimistic news on the COVID-19 vaccine front behind some of the buying interest. January soybeans up 6 cents at $11.76 per bushel. Bullish chart signals were a feature there, with fund traders adding to their long positions and prices hit new four-year highs. Solid export demand and dryness concerns in South America were also supportive. Recent rains failed to live up to expectations in some areas of Brazil, and the likelihood of production losses in the country and a late harvest is keeping exporters focused on buying U.S. soybeans. Corn futures are also up on the day. December up 5 cents at 4.25¾. Any signs of an end to the pandemic have been especially supportive for corn due to its relationship to ethanol production and crude oil. Solid export demand was also supportive, with the USDA announcing private export sales of 140,000 tons of corn to unknown destinations this morning. Wheat futures are up in sympathy with the other grains. Weakness in the U.S. dollar was also supportive. Minneapolis spring wheat up 2 cents in December at $5.51 per bushel. Kansas City 5 cents higher in December at $5.57¾. Chicago wheat, it's up 2.5 cents in December at $5.97¾. A number of countries were tendering for wheat today, with the U.S. likely to fill some of that business. Ideas Russia will implement more measures to slow exports and shore up their own domestic supplies were also supportive. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, November 18th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Franz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.